Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Everybody, glad to have you with us today. Glad to have you with us in another one of the most powerful 3 hours on the Facebook Live.
Amen.
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 We declare right now the blood of Jesus is the leadership of this program. Every single day.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for laying down your life, your blood. Thank you for taking the stripes on your back. We avail ourselves to that. We don't receive the gift of the grace of God in vain. We rejoice in it today. We thank you that the moment we came to you, you made us a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, and all things have become new. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. What happened?
Well, I just been thinking about Noah that we used to pick up out there. Welcome. Just had a revelation or a revelation or something. In the name of Jesus. Don't worry. It's just how these programs go. We conquer and we obliterate our enemy every time we show up.
Are you up on Facebook?
Because no weapon formed against us can prosper.
Amen. Amen.
Going live now. By the blood of Jesus, and by the name of Jesus, and by the power of Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, good evening, community of faith. Welcome, 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 welcome. Did they give us an identifier? I mean, what do you call them things? Notification tonight?
Notification.
Hallelujah. Good to have all y'all with us. Hope you're fired up and ready to go up. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that covers us. Thank you that we've been made a new creation in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives inside our mortal bodies right here, right now, tonight.
Amen.
Mike, Tony, Dan Cottle, welcome, brothers, fellow warriors. Are you blessed tonight in Jesus' name? Aren't you glad that God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth and you and me with the Holy Spirit and power? And not only does he go about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil, so do we.
Amen.
Healing all. Everybody say healing all.
Healing all.
No matter what you come here needing tonight, Jesus has it here, and it flows through us now. The blood of Jesus covers us in entirety. Our whole body, spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord God Almighty. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, brothers, how are you tonight? Where are you tonight? What's happening? Beautiful day here today. Absolutely beautiful day.
It was absolutely beautiful.
The sunshine.
Yeah, bright.
And first time in a long time that we took Ripley out, and Ripley didn't head right back for the house. He wanted to stay out in the sunshine. So, where are you guys at tonight? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sister Shannon, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight.
Mike, now she was driving.
I don't know. Did you make it there, Mike, or are you still driving? Dan's at home. That's good. Good place to be. May your next load pay every bill you've ever had.
Amen.
In one load.
Declare it now.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
I can convince your dog it's a dry cold, poor puppy.
Nah, he just excited about it. It was like I don't know, 15 degrees or 18 degrees, so it's warm today.
And he likes it.
Yeah, it's 17 degrees right now, so don't know what you guys got, but it's kind of warm and balmy here. Maybe staying in Tulsa now. Just tell him, Mike, that you got to have a personal jet.
Yes, there you go.
Fly me wherever you want. I just have to have a personal jet. Mary, Pastor Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hello, Miss Mary. Did you come up?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Everybody shout, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. It's an interesting tool, Mike, because that just gives you so much more ability to go so many more places and get so much more done, you know. The boys are restless tonight, man. Frying potatoes. Can't let them burn. Just turn the volume up, Mary. We'll talk in the background. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Robert Balderman's with us. Love you all, too. Tonight, we're in the parable of a sower again. Going to be a good message tonight. Meditate in it all day long. Hopefully you're meditating too. Say it,
it's my soil.
It's my garden.
It's my garden.
I control the seed and the ground.
I control the seed and the ground.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Well, have we got YouTube up? All right, we're going to get started here. Get right into it. So let's rise and honor the troops. Render your honor. Let's make our pledge of allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action and those who paid the last full measure of devotion. This moment of silence is in honor of those who, at one point in their life, signed that dotted line and swore to protect and defend this great nation. This moment of silence is in honor of every one of our veterans who today may bear the scars of battle in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body. It's in honor of the families that have stood boldly beside of them, caring for them and loving them. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join with me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light.
light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Now, let's pray for the United States of America. God and Father of every brave warrior, down through American history, we come again tonight, and we thank you. You had us born here in this place, Jesus. Thank you that I was born in the United States of America. And that there has been great men and women all through history who have made this a great nation. We thank you, Lord, for these that are with us right here, right now, tonight, that are doing their duty to make this a great nation.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you promised us in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against us can prosper. None, zero. Thank you that you said in Mark chapter 10 that we've got power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us your blood, and by that blood, by that pure sacrifice you gave us, we have the ability to enter in our times of prayer to the Holy of Holies, the Most Holy, and come to the throne of grace, where we find grace, mercy, and help in all of our time of need. You gave us the assignment to pray for unity. And so, therefore, right now, tonight, we pray for unity, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And we declare that today in America, united we stand. United we stand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word that says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Help us, Lord. Help the community of faith right here, right now, tonight, to stand together in unity for the victory of the cross. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I just need your faith tonight, guys. In the name of Jesus. We stand in unity here. We stand in unity in the United States of America. We, the people of God, hook arms together and declare, united we stand. You can't stop us. We are we, the people of God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the branches of the military that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, that you said you would be our lawgiver. You would be our judge. You would be our king. We speak this done now in the United States of America. And we declare over the branches of government that have been set up and established, you function like you're supposed to function in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody in agreement, shout amen. Say it with me. I agree in Jesus' name.
I agree
in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody pray with me. Say the blood of every patriot has nailed this thing already.
And
our government will function.
And our government will function.
Exactly like our founder said it.
Exactly like our founder said.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this we have been praying. I know I've been praying for 30 years to send good politicians, men and women of God, to Washington. I know I pray to myself, Lord, and I declare that all the good politicians that get there stay good in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody, open your eyes for a minute, make a declaration, say, good politicians stay good. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the men and women of God who lead this nation, and the men and women in finance, and the men and women in politics, and the men and women that lead all across this nation. May they be delivered from foolish and ignorant men. Because not all men have faith. In the name of Jesus, we call it done. We call it done. We call it done. Father, we ask that you protect and defend our nation. That you protect and defend our Constitution. You, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, you protect it. Thank you that we have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, Coast Guard. We say right now in Jesus' name, our God protects us. You never sleep. You never slumber. Wow. By the blood of Jesus. All right, now listen, guys. There's like some very serious opposition to this program tonight. I need all of you to be in faith with me right now. And Brother Dan,
nah, geez, you're going to have to come sit there.
We'll be right back.
Hi, guys. Welcome to We Fight and Win Against All Opposition. Now, I want to say something. Glorify my enemy. And I do not make a doctrine out of him, because he's a loser. However, it is always of the most importance that all of us together learn to see what's going on in the realm of the spirit. And it's It's just one of those places that the ministry will get to at some point. Till then, we will continually work to say, we need you to stand in faith with us. And has to happen. What we have going on tonight is opposition. It's not sickness. It's not disease. It's just one thing. Our enemy hates what it is we're doing. And he's tried to stand against it. That door is going to have to be open. No? I need faith. So, Brother Mike, if you'd call in and pray, I would appreciate that. See if we can get all of our stuff as it's supposed to be. Just look at it and say, we win.
We win.
We win. No weapon formed against us can prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn that tongue. This very source, and we proclaim by the blood of Jesus that it comes back to you right now, and you reap all hundredfold return of it. You reap it now in the name of Jesus, and you get your hands off of our folks, you get your hands off of our program. And most of all, get your mouth off it. Because you reap a hundredfold return of what you sowed in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Brother Mike, I was hoping you could call in and pray. Brother Dan, one of you guys call in and say a prayer. No, invite anybody you want here, Mary. We don't care. We don't care who. You're either going to do what's right, or you're going to get the judgment of God. That's all. That is that fair enough to say? Yeah, okay. Mary just asked, am I doing things wrong by inviting people here? No.
Oh, no.
We like people here. We like people here. Obviously, I haven't made this clear enough yet, all right? Guys, what we have... I don't like to do this, Jesus, but I guess I have to. What this is, guys, that's going on tonight, is we have taken a stand in the enemy territory. And they've pulled out their stops to try to stop us. And you can't stop us. It is a spiritual battle that has to be fought spiritually with spiritual weapons in the name of Jesus. See, Brother Mike's here. Hey, brother.
No, sister, it's Shannon.
Well, that's all right. You know how to pray?
Yes, I do.
All right. We've got to bind the spirit of the enemy and just pray in Jesus' name.
Father God, right now, all of us from the community of faith, all the visitors, all the friends, everybody that's come here today to learn the word, Lord, we say that there is no power greater than the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say that anything that is trying to oppose us, anything that is trying to silence us, anything that is trying to stop us, we say we bind that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Nothing stands between God and his children. We are here, Lord, to do your work, to learn your word, and to become the almighty children that you designed us to be. Nothing is going to stop us. All of our equipment, anyone that stands in our way, we rebuke that in your mighty name, Lord. We say that God Almighty has got us. We are safe. We are protected. We are guarded. It is not hidden from us. It is hidden for us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we call to you right now, Father, and we say nothing is going to stop this word of God.
Nothing.
Sam and Leanne, mighty warriors of your work, Lord, and we say they are guarded and protected under the blood of Jesus. He died for us. He protects us, and he says nothing is going to stop your word, Father. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you. Love y'all. I'm going to jump back on Facebook.
All right. Sister Gwen, I'm going to come to you next. You pray. Sister Gwen, are you there? But she's not there yet. Brother Mike?
Yes, sir. I am here.
All right, man. We just got to take authority in the realm of the Spirit. That's what we got to do.
Amen to that. Yeah, I just heard my wife. That's going to be a tough act to follow, but I'm kind of glad that...
Right.
Father, we come to you right now, and we declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Jesus, you said we will cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, and we come together right now as one body united, and we declare...
Amen. Amen.
Using the name by which every knee shall bow, that this stops right now. Your word is delivered right here, right now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We don't back down. We don't stand down. We don't shut up. We will press forward towards the upper call of God.
Amen. Amen.
We will ensure your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
It is in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you for your faith. That's what we got to have.
Anytime, anytime.
Right.
I was trying to get over to fire up my laptop and get over to Blog Talk and see if I could unmute myself a few minutes ago, but my laptop did not want to fire up for whatever reason. So I'm going to assume all related.
I'm pretty sure that probably would have worked.
If your speakers would have been on, they would have. You taught me that, yes, you can unmute yourself because you did that to me once. So I was fully prepared to go down that road.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mike.
Anytime, Pastor. Love you guys.
Love you, too. YouTube is down. Looks like I just came back up. It's just opposition, guys, and we just got to go to war. Go ahead, Sister Gwen, is that you?
It is me. Yeah.
right. You ready to do some praying?
Pray.
All right. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. You are all powerful. We thank you that you send your angels to take charge of situations. And we thank you that where two of us come into an agreement and speak it in your name, there you're in our midst and it will be done for us. It's not a, it may be, kind of could be. No, it is a, it will be done for us. And two of us, three of us have come to you, plus more that are praying right now and talking to you. And so where is absolutely not a question. You Amen. Are here in our midst, and you are in charge of all things under your feet, everything that has a name. Amen. And this is simply not acceptable. So we got Sam and Leanne that are doing your service. You give us the strength and the provision for your service. So right now, Lord, because the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in them and is there for their mortal body. Therefore, there is no question. There is no question. It's happening right now. This is not a surprise to you, Lord. You already had this in the plan. And so we thank you, Lord, that this has already been answered, that you are already here taking care of business for Amen. Us, for community of faith, for Amen. Sam and Leanne, because that's just how that's going to happen. That's what you promised us in your book, and we have no reason to doubt that. You have proven Amen. Yourself over and over and over to us this year in so many ways that it would be hard to list them all. And so we have absolutely no doubt that you are here in our presence now because you are yes. inside of us. Right. You are taking care yes. of this business. You are healing us by the Spirit of God through Sam's gut because that's where you reside. That living water is flowing through. And there is one, well, all we agree. We agree with your healing. We agree with all the technology working right. We bind all of this. We bind anything that is not of you in this room right now in the name of Jesus because that's what you told us to do. That is the mission you gave us. That's what you told us to do. We are to cast and bind. We are to heal. And we are to spread your good news, and we are doing all three, and your presence is in it, and your glory is in it, and there is no way that this can be anything but resolved to your affirmative for your glory. And we thank you, Lord, for knowing that. We just know that. We have faith. We believe it. The mountain is moved. In your name we pray, Lord. In your and name Lord. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Dave and Gwen. Thank you for your faith.
Well, before the end of the night, you just don't get bouncing out of your chair too hard like you get because, you know, you probably want to rehydrate at least.
Okay. I'm going to bounce as fast as I can bounce in Jesus' name because it's just right. a spiritual attack.
Well, call me if you need me to call in again.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Brother Dan, did you call in to pray? If you called in to pray, click the one button and I'll bring you live, brother. Because I receive your prayers. Here's the thing, guys. What we have. All right. Brother Dan's going to pray. All right. Brother Dan, you're live.
Okay, fine. Amen and amen to everybody that's prayed so far in the hearts. We thank you, Lord, for these people in the hearts that are there. Even the ones that we can't hear, Lord, we know they're praying. And we all come together as a group in unity, one with another. And We come rejoiceful heart to think that we can even, that you even give us this great righteousness and become in fellowship with you, and your spirit lives within us and our hearts are all moved and loved one towards another. We come rejoicing in everything, Lord. And as we come to you as seed tonight. Good ground, looking for seed.
Good
and it's your will. And there's nothing that's going to stop that. There's nothing out there the enemy can do to stop that. Every off switch shall be turned on. Everything shall go and flow in the Spirit of God. And we're going to stand and we're going to grow together. I thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity here in this country. We thank you for that. And we give you praise and be glorified in each home. Your spirit just grows more and more each day. The people around us, everybody that joins here, it's your will that the people around us would see us in you. See you in us. I'm sorry. Just as we grow, Lord, and your word tonight, your word's an anointing upon each and every life and every heart that receives it. This is just your will for us to grow here. And we just stand and we proclaim your power and your strength over the situation. And grow each and every one.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you too, Dan. Yeah, it's always fun when I have you guys pray on Blog Talk Radio because I have to be quiet. And I can't pray out loud because then I interrupt the mic situation. So I'm in the background with no words. I'm just praying real loud in silence because I don't want to interrupt you guys' words. But thank you, sir. I appreciate you. I appreciate your prayers, and we receive it, man.
Come, Holy Spirit, we need you here tonight. Amen. We'll talk to you later. Love you guys
right
out there.
All right. Great. Bless you, Dan.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Let's go to the communion verses. There's one place you win the battle in the heavenlies, and that's with the broken body and the blood of Jesus. And we don't back down for nothing. We take it. Not sure if you meant to call me Dan. YouTube is still not up. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You might say, I never seen anything like this before, Pastor. Well, I never have either, but I'm going to tell you something. This is what I say. I don't care. I'm coming double barrels. I'm coming with an unlimited magazine, and I ain't stopping shooting, and neither are you. We just need everybody's faith to be working against the enemy. All right, let's change our words. We need everybody's faith. Speak in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. That's what's got to happen. I command YouTube to work. I command all of our equipment to work. I command angelic intervention in the heavenlies. I declare we are surrounded and protected by an innumerable host of angels. Innumerable host of angels. Hold on. Everybody just hold just a minute here. All right, the way it looks, YouTube is back up. Let's try it again. Here we go. Communion verses. For I received from the Lord
that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body that is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often, and that's right now tonight, on 18 February, as you drink this, eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Let a man examine himself, 28, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I oppose in the realm of the spirit every force. This breaks now. This breaks now. Now, I am a man of God. I stand on the word of God. I am anointed by the Spirit of God and by the blood of Jesus. This breaks now, and we have victory this night. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your faith. We win. You ready? Now, Jesus, on that night, ended the old covenant, started the new covenant. Jesus said, this is the new covenant in my blood. And I think it's interesting that the Apostle Paul uses the verses that make it sound like fear. If you drink of this, eat of this bread and drink of the cup, unworthily you'll be guilty of judgment and all the rest of that. But by the Holy Spirit, he put in there these words. Examine yourself and then eat the bread and drink the cup. The answer always is examine yourself. And when? Say it with me. I examine myself. All right, guys, we're just going to have to cancel this program, and we'll be back to see you another time.
Okay, we are so sorry about this, guys. We love you. We'll be back with you all soon. Okay, you have a good evening.
Thank you.